Do you want to order Dave?
Hi.
Oh, I'm fine. Okay, we can shut the door, but.
No one here.
So Maury, thanks for coming in. I think you know what it's roughly pertaining to, obviously the events of yesterday. So look, just wanted to go through the implications of all of that and what it means for us as a party and as a team wanting to win in 2026. I think I'd start just by some general comments about what I'm trying to do as leader. I've very much, and you would have heard this over interviews over recent weeks and the last few months, is to try and position the party so that no matter who you are, whether you are hetero, whether you are same-sex attracted, whether you are trans, whoever you are, the Liberal Party can be a voice for you because the values of the party apply to anybody no matter who you are, because it's about enterprise, it's about the rule of law, strength of community, it's about individual effort and those sorts of things. So I've been working very hard to do that. What happened yesterday in terms of the protests, I want to address that and what that means for our ability to prosecute that broader case and theme. I should say, people have views about gender identity right across the board. So nothing I'm saying is about whether you should or shouldn't have those views. It's not my place to judge. People will have those views. My concern is that you are a senior member of the Liberal Party. You hold the number one spot in Western Region. You are an ambassador for our party. You have a leadership role in our party. You are the whip in the upper house. You have enormous responsibilities to obviously yourself, but to all of us as a party and everyone who's counting on us to win. But more broadly, Victorians, whether they vote for us or not. One day, the idea would be that you would, you know, become some kind of minister or something like that. That's what you do when you go into Parliament. I mean, you would think about serving in a higher role. So my concerns about yesterday, and I'll ask for your, obviously, feedback on this and thoughts on this, is that arrival of the Nazi, I'll call them Nazi protesters, but whoever they are, I'm going to call them that because that frankly is how everybody sees them, right?
The media sees them. I think that's what they are.
Yeah. So the Nazi protesters arrive, and whether you like it or not, when the media and everybody looking at it, for whether we like it or not, whether we dispute it vehemently or not, when the media see that, they see them attached to you, they see them attached to me, they see them attached to us. And now we've got a problem, a huge problem now, because people think, rightly or wrongly, that we walk in lockstep with Nazi protesters and Nazis. And I'm getting clobbered, not just on social media, I'm getting messages from people now, and that will build. This is not going away. This is actually going to, I think, intensify as a story. And I say that because I think if you look at the way that, this is my suspicion, if you look at the way the media is reporting it, they're referring only to Catherine, and they haven't talked about you yet. But having been around the Oval a few times, that's coming. And that's my feeling. I think Andrews in his tweets today is signalling that this is what their week is going to be about. This comes also off the back of at least 2 weeks of intense work that we have been doing to line up the crossbench on Ridley. So you might have read, and certainly from the briefings in the last sitting week, everything we've been doing over the last 2 weeks is about positioning, moving all the chess pieces in place so we can have an upper house inquiry that'll get us as close to holding the Andrews government to account of anything else we've done in 8 years. It is that serious. Now, I hope I'm wrong, but my worry is that now gets overwhelmed by what I think is going to be a crescendo on this, which will be fueled by Andrews and everybody else opposed to us to see what I'm going to do about it and what we as a party are going to do about it. But right now, at a general level, there's this very concerning perception out there that we are associated with Nazis. Now, I know you'll have a different view and you can tell us about that. And I really want to hear from you about it. But that's the view. And it's going to be toxic for us. We will not be able to get any kind of messages up. We will not be able to campaign on anything. We will just be confronted with that wherever we turn up. I think at this stage, I might just leave it there. They're just my general concerns. And I really just wanted to hear from you as to see what you wanted to say about yesterday, because I also need to know from you exactly, and we can work through this in the discussion, exactly what happened. I don't know whether when the Nazis arrived and you saw them, whether you left or whether you stayed. I'd be interested to know what happened there. But it's very serious for us. And the damage it will do to us is hard to estimate. And all I'm trying to do with all of us as a team is try and get us over the line in 2026. I'm actually convinced that we can, but stuff like this will stop us from doing it. So I'm just going to leave my opening comments there, but I throw over to you, obviously respond as you see appropriate, but I'm keen to know factually the presence of the Nazis and whether there was any connections there before or after, and what happened when you saw them arrive, because that's going to come out. When the media start digging on this stuff.
Very obviously, I'm not a Nazi and I don't support Nazis. They arrived just in black, as far as I could tell. They were to the, there somewhere, they were to the left of some big pole. Everyone thought they were the other people that had gotten through the lines. The only footage that I have seen of them, you know, doing anything, I didn't find out that they had done the Nazi salute on those steps until after the event. The first time I saw them doing the Nazi salute was when they were being ushered by the police through the middle of the zone. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, there are Nazis here. That's terrible. But at least the police are taking them away. And then it took me like 5 hours to think, but why did they take them away through the middle? Why did they do that? That's it. How was I supposed to know that they were Nazis?
I guess one of the issues, Maura, is that, I mean, you've been around politics a while. You know that when you run protests like this.
I didn't run the protest.
Weren't you involved in?
I was there.
Polly Parker?
Being Posey there, there's the, Parker.
Sorry, Posey,
Posey
sorry.
Parker.
Posey, walking around the back, the YouTube was all over socials.
Yes.
Weren't you involved in the organisation?
Right at the
of that?
End. Yeah. I can show you text messages. I was not the main organiser. The main organiser was Angie Jones, who is a Jewish woman. They're all left-wing women. Nobody knew who they were. The police weren't panicking. They said that they would keep everybody away, have a buffer zone. And when they, like when I finally noticed them, I honestly don't know the time that they got there. We were dealing with crazy people right around us, right a meter away from us. I mean, the police have said that they didn't have enough people, that there were all these different groups. The Australian Jewish Association has come out and said that we had nothing to do with it, if I was an organiser, but you know, the Standing for Women people, who yes, I helped, but I didn't do the initial organisation. And I don't know why I would be blamed for some random horrible people turning up that had no insignia. I had no ability, none of us had any ability to know who they were until they put their hand up, which was when they were being escorted off the premises, as far as we could see.
Doesn't it occur to you, though, Maura, that you're an MP, you've got a high profile now. Doesn't it occur to you that when you participate in protests like this, you're going to draw people from all over the place, particularly people like The swords.
No, why would a Nazi group come there? They weren't there supporting us. They've said on their own page, oh, that's the other thing you should know, I guess. So I said that there was a horrible Nazi salute, because I know you don't just call people Nazis because that's insulting to Jewish people, because I didn't know who they were. And then later on the newspapers came out, apparently some of them didn't have a mask on and they identified them and they are Nazis. Terrible. But those people, whoever they are, those Nazis, have come out and said that they were there protesting both groups. They've said it themselves.
So they weren't there, they've said they weren't there to support you.
Or whoever that guy is, I don't know his name, I don't know who he is, but whoever they identified as being, I don't know, with them or one of their leaders, he runs our XYZ or something. And he's got this whole post about how, no, he didn't come there to support them, he came there to, you know, protest both of them because standing for women is, I mean, he's insane. He's like a pro-lesbian atheist. I don't know. They're Nazis. They're insane. They were not with that group. They literally stood, but the police let them stand on the other side of that pole and take a photo and then walk right through the crowd. I only saw them when they walked through the crowd. Everyone panicked. I don't know what time it was because we had other protests. I was assaulted. A woman was knocked unconscious and had to go to hospital. Those crazy trans rights activists were punching horses. The police asked us to finish up early and they liaised with me because I had, I knew the police officer in charge, Lisa, from March for the Babies, and she just reached out to me because she knew me and she knew that I was reasonable, and I lobbied for the police to get them to finish early because they were hurting the horses and it was going insane, and I said, I'll do my best, you know, I'm not in charge of it, but I'll ask her, and she did finish early. And you can see me on the camera talking to the security guards and saying, no, you've got, they've asked us to finish up early. We need to finish up early. We've got to leave. Everything's going, you know. She said it was just, I can't remember the words. Something that implied it was going to kick off or something like that. And that's what I did.
I mean, do you see it as your sort of focus as one of our
members? No, and I do understand that everything has come in a row. My maiden speech, International Women's Day, and this. It is so unfortunate that they came in a row. But I made sure I didn't say that I spoke on behalf of the Liberal Party. A Muslim woman asked me to give her message. I don't know what those Nazi group are about, but everybody knows. The police know, the Australian Jewish Association know, all the Standing for Women group know. Everyone has condemned them. Everyone has said they weren't invited. And can I just say, the mainstream media haven't mentioned my name because I went absolutely berserk at them after my maiden speech. And I caught them all out in a series of emails admitting to me that they had made truth claims that were allegations. And even though they refused to sort of like take them down, they haven't said a single thing about me since then. And they know that I'm seeing defamation lawyers, and that's why they haven't spoken about me, because I have, because I can prove that what they've said is just awful and wrong. That's what I think. Anyway, John, I get it that this could look bad, but I think it could only look bad if you don't come out and shut it down and say, that is ridiculous. There were Jews, Muslims, Christians, atheists, Labour people, Liberal people. There were other MPs from our party there, plus David Limbrick.
Who else was from our party?
Just wait a second. Sorry, I know that sounded aggressive, but there was other things I wanted to tell you too. This Standing for Women group, Jacinta Price spoke at one. Claire Chandler is speaking at another one.
I should say, I'm not Labour and Liberal. You mean speaking to the group? As I said earlier, I'm not concerned about the substantive issue you feel strongly about. This is not about that. This is about Nazi links. And perceived.
Are you accusing me of actual Nazi
links?
No,
to the protest. And the people you're working with.
That was the police's job. Why did they even let them anywhere near us?
So perhaps I can phrase it this way. Can you assure us that nobody you've worked with has any sympathies or, you know, liaisons with
Nazi
groups?
Absolutely none that I could possibly know about.
So no one you've worked with...
You're not going to find a single shred of evidence that I had
that there's...
So obviously I'm not a mind reader. Maybe there's some secret Nazi somewhere, but absolutely no indication at all anywhere. My uncle is was a Holocaust survivor. My husband's got Jewish people in China. I'm part Mary. Like, it's so insane to even worry about that. They just randomly, they've been goaded by the trans rights activists. They ended up clashing. I cannot believe the police walked them through the middle of that whole two groups. I don't know what they were thinking. That seems ridiculous to me. And then they did a Nazi slide, and it turned out it was the second one. They did one on the steps, and then they marched them through. I found that out afterwards. The police watched them do the first one and then walked them through the middle to do another one. I'm sure they didn't know they were going to do another one, but why would you walk them through the middle right in front of that group? And in the footage, you can see none of our women are even watching them. We've got our back to them.
But you do realise that the public's never going to be concerned about the police in this. The way, you know this by now, the way these issues fall in the media is that it's very easy for media to represent what you're doing as anti-LGBTI, because that's what they want. So when you go out there, if the protest, if a protest,
we should refute that.
Yeah, I'm not going to expose the team to this, because this is a
We're
threshold issue, Mira. Well, yeah, no, because you've gone there, Moira, to be honest.
And fair enough, but I have rights, and I want you to be assured that it's not true. What is it going to take for me to prove to you that that is not true? Where is a quote of mine, something that I've actually done? They just call me names.
But don't you appreciate that when you participate in an event like that, it involves all of us, and not just the leadership team. It's the whole team, the whole party. I'm getting messages from people who are concerned.
Okay, and it's just about the Nazi thing?
Yeah,
ability to know that actual Nazis are going to turn up. No ability to know that.
But how do you know that people working around you, people you might be associating with, who you're working with, don't have Nazi sympathies or...
I mean, they're from the left, and they're Jews, and they're lesbians, and they're atheists, and they're radical feminists. And they've never said anything that could possibly give me that impression.
Mm. I mean, this does affect the whole team. And I'm not going to sugarcoat it. There is a mounting concern about whether your passion for this issue, which I do not doubt, and I do not ask you to relinquish. I'm not saying you should not be passionate about this issue. I need to make that clear. But there is mounting concern, which I principally share as the leader, that this is not going to stop. And this is the second week. Yeah.
So if it's not about that issue, and it's about the Nazi issue, haven't I just... Like, there's no evidence against me. They just turned up. There's footage to show that we, didn't even, look at them. Mm. But there's no photos. There's no photos of us talking to them. There's no video footage of us together. People who try and say that we're together have two different screenshots that they put next to each other that aren't connected, because they were two separate groups.
But
they had no insignia.
Yeah. Well, we're aware that others are searching through social media. We know Labor is. We've done a bit. We found a little, but not the everything. I might ask, Rod, do you want to go through some stuff you found?
Yeah, so this is a cursory...
This is all on the public record.
...review of online, in particular about Kelly J. Keane, who's also known as Posey Parker. So I think this probably took me 15 to 20 minutes to find. In October 2019, Keane appeared in a video interview with Jean-François Gariepi, a far-right YouTuber who advocates for a white ethno-state and has made videos with neo-Nazis Richard Spencer and Mark Collett, as well as former Ku Klux Klan leader David Duke. She's also given an interview to Soldiers of Christ Online, a far-right network. Then in terms of white supremacy allegations, one incident came after she took a selfie with Hans Jorgen, Johansson, a Norwegian neo-Nazi who was probed by police after his comments against Jews and denial of the Holocaust. Parker was also accused of using a Barbie doll wearing a Nazi uniform as her profile picture on the social media site Spinster. Standing for women's protest in Newcastle on January 16, she sparked a controversy after one of the speakers, Lisa Morgan, quoted Adolf Hitler to attack trans rights. This is the quote. Do you know the big lie? The big lie was first described by Adolf Hitler in Mein Kampf. The big lie is that trans women are women, Morgan told the people at the Parker organised demonstration.
Wouldn't that be a condemnation of Nazism, by using that quote?
A condemnation? No, I think she's supporting what she's saying is that it's a big lie, just as Hitler described it. So,
isn't she condemning Hitler? I don't know who this person is.
No, it's the opposite. So then I found a video of you and Catherine Deaves, Angie Jones and Posey Parker. Yesterday at 4:40, Angie Jones posted, Nazis and women want to get rid of pedo filth. Why don't you?
I don't understand what she's saying. I suspect she's saying even horrendous Nazis want to get rid of pedophilia. Why aren't you condemning that to the other side? That's what I assume.
What she's saying is really offensive. And it mentioned about the Jewish community, that alone, it's very, very offensive to be anywhere connected to someone like that that would use that terminology. If Nazis agree with this, then why don't we all agree with this? That's outrageous.
I don't think that's what she's saying.
I think that's reasoned.
No.
You just said even if Nazis do it, then why don't you?
She's saying, how horrendous would you have to be even worse than the worst people in the world who are Nazis? They were talking about who's going to condemn who. I don't know, but she's not someone who, I mean, I don't even know what
Rod
you're actually
that
saying.
15 minutes.
I don't think that's what you're saying it is.
Getting even Nazi, women and Nazis want to get rid of pedo filth. So the pedo filth line
was
is so odious across the LGBTI. We've got to hear each other out.
No, I'm trying to understand.
In that comment, that tweet of yesterday afternoon, am I right?
I've got a serious question.
4:00.
Who are you saying she's talking about?
Can you read the tweet? Sorry.
So the tweet says, Nazis and women want to get rid of pedo filth. Why don't you? She tweeted that at 4:41 p.m. yesterday.
Who's she tweeting it to?
She's tweeting it.
It's a tweet.
It's a tweet. It's to everyone.
It's gone out to the world. That's Angie Jones. So you were having drinks with
you. Yeah. I genuinely... It sounds like she's condemning pedophilia. I'm not being a smart aleck. I'm seriously confused.
But this is why I think the LGBTI community is up in arms. Because what that's interpreted to me...
Oh, you think she's talking to the LGBT community?
No. I'm saying that's to the world at large. So the entire LGBTI community will see that and they will interpret that to mean that if you're same-sex attracted, if you are bi, if you are whatever else you might be, you are pedo filth.
Okay.
And that
is
untenable.
It could be what it does mean.
That's what she's saying. So they all think that now me, the leadership team, you, the party, hates the LGBTI community. That's how it's going to be interpreted, whether any of us like it or not.
That's what it says.
That's what it's saying.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. I know her. I don't think that's what she was saying at all. Like, I'm just saying because I know her, I wouldn't have interpreted it like that. She's very pro LGBT, and T, so long as the laws aren't... Anyway...
I guess we've got a...
No. I see that from your point of view, because you don't know her. I just genuinely didn't understand who you thought she was talking about. I think she's, like, in her head talking to, like, fascists or trans, you know, trans rights advocates over there.
But there is... You're in the video with these people who are saying this to the broader community. This is very serious And that's what John is trying to say here. Your interpretation is one thing because you know her, but that's not a whole range of people's interpretation. It's very obvious what she was saying. You can't get away from it. You just can't.
Maura, that's going to come out, not because of us.
No.
I bet you London to a brick. Labor already have it lined up. They've already got a cachet of stuff. Labor's got it. I'm pretty sure the Greens would have it. The Teals will have it. And they will go bananas.
I'm not disputing that. I just wouldn't have interpreted that the way that you have, but I see that you would. Anyway.
And what about Posey Parker's connections with all these people she's had selfies with and photos with, all of these Nazis, white supremacists?
She's never said anything like that I've heard.
I mean, I found it within 10 minutes mid-morning as I was about to go out. I'm like, I better understand what's going on here.
I'm not calling you a liar.
And he independently found it.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, I know, I understand. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
She's a public figure.
You're calling me a Nazi. I mean, I just can't help but be like, I don't know. I would have to go through each of those things and work out what did she say? What did she really mean? I don't know. I would have to go through those. Because as far as I could see, it's a Standing for Women event that advocates for a certain set of, it's just a listening post, really. And they don't have...
It's not just a listening post, Maura.
Fair enough. In terms of the structure of it, where they just hand the microphone out to people who aren't up.
You tweeted about that previously, this rally, so you were part of the...
I was going to attend, yeah.
Yeah, attend, and you called on Natalie Hutchins to attend.
To see what women want
and
to
do. But the issue on top of all of that is it's even more than just turning up. You've actually had... Somebody that has now a known history of being connected to white supremacists, and you've escorted her through the back of Parliament into...
I just don't know what that even means. Look,
well, I mean, it's just
all
the...
You Nazi adjacent now. What does connected to mean? I genuinely would have to go back through there, because she doesn't seem like that to me. She's never said... I mean, I don't know her very well, but... Like, there's nothing like that on the Standing for Women.
But we're all members of Parliament, right? And we've all copped it. I've copped it by having a photograph that I don't even know who's had a selfie with me, and they put it up, and that person down the track, and we, like, you know, this member of Parliament, and that's just a selfie. That's very, very different from me actively taking somebody through the back of Parliament to a protest. It's a lot more than just turning up on the steps and having a say. It's effectively... walking the organiser through the back of Parliament, and then who has a history of association with these white supremacists, neo-Nazis, and then we have neo-Nazis also turn up. Thomas Sewell, who is a well-known neo-Nazi, has put out a statement that effectively said, you know, yes, we stood with them because we need to get rid of these pedophiles.
He didn't say we stood with them.
Well,
the tweet here.
He said today in Melbourne, the National Socialist Network acted as a vanguard for a protest against a constant pedophiliac agenda being forced upon our children and our people. Pedophiles deserve destruction, and the only solution to this sickness is a white revolution. Destroy the pedo freaks. That's what he put out in terms of why he activated his group.
So, Maura, you can say they were there to both. The only thing people are going to care about is that he said he was there to support the protest of which you were part.
And that's why I rang you yesterday, because, you know, once that happens, and, okay, you can say whenever this stuff happens and you may not have known and everything else, but once you do know... I understand that you didn't attract these people and didn't set out to attract those people, but you're now connected right in the middle of these people. And for you to then go and have a little champagne with those people...
See,
but there's a video of you having champagne with Jones and what have you, and what she said. Can't you see how...
I thought you were talking about the Nazis, not these women.
No, what I'm saying is,
about both.
You know, the fact that this happened, they're all connected. I would be putting, as I said, it's so important to get a statement out and disassociate yourself with that immediately. because you're a member of parliament, and part of a party.
I had one written, and I was told not to put it out without asking the party first.
Well, who did you say that to?
Pardon?
Who told you not to do that? Not to put it out? Or
Anthony,
talk.
Anthony Mitchell said don't do that without talking to them.
Well, what's Anthony Mitchell got to do with it?
I have spoken to you how many times and said we are here to help you. If you've got any issues.
I thought that was helping, saying.
No, hang on, Moira. We've had this conversation before, right? We've had this conversation before. And we had a long discussion following the last time about how we are here to help you. You don't go to party members. You're a member of the parliamentary team. You come to this office or you come to the leadership about anything like that.
But I spoke to you and I thought that that's what I was doing, condemning it.
Where?
In that clip, I was saying, you know, we didn't know who they were. They came along to, look, at that stage, I don't think I'd seen that they identified someone.
Sorry?
I went straight out. You know. Anyway, look, I'm happy to condemn everything. I'm not arguing, I'm not defending them. Happy to condemn them. Happy to do that. Eager to do that. That's fine.
We'll have to think that through.
Have you got an action that you're going to take against me? Like, is this going somewhere?
Possibly. In the interest of process, I want to think about what you've said and work it through. I guess there's no easy way to say.
Do you want to be part of this team? I mean, we've got to be part of a team, and the actions of every individual reflects on our team. And as a Jew, and you can talk about any other Jew there, but as a Jew, in terms of what happened on those steps, and the people that you associate with in that video afterwards, is highly offensive, and I would not want one of my team. I've never said. Of your views are your views. I've never tackled anything about them, and I respect your that. Views. You're able to have your views 100%. They're not my views.
What views do you but think all... that I have, honestly?
Well, you know, I think they're well documented in terms of your views. I mean, but...
Which views did you condemn today?
It's not the views. I said your views are your views. They're not my views in terms of the issue.
Which views do we disagree on? In short, I want to be a team. I don't...
But you're not, because how... Again, I go back to the point
described is a disaster, right? I honestly did not view those women as part of that. Rightly or wrongly. And I accept that. I'm not arguing that. I don't want to spend 100 years arguing that. But honestly, what views do you think that I have, legitimately, that are so... do you actually... think that I am some kind of a secret Nazi? Is that actually what you're
doing? No, it's not the Nazis. It's
views that keep getting condemned. My unspecific,
Moira, I do have to stop you there. I apologise. I have to stop you. David was saying precisely the opposite. David was not condemning you for your views. In fact, he was doing the opposite, respecting the fact that whatever views you have are yours. David, continue.
Oh, well, that's 100%. And the issue that I have are more about, again, the group that you associate with, and that group which Rod's now made, you know, very clear mention that have associations and they've been associated with known Nazis. I mean, one photograph is bad enough. This is more than that. It's a series of actions from people in which... after everything happened, you chose to have champagne on a couch with those individuals. Now, knowing what you know about these individuals, okay, maybe you didn't know before then. I would have thought that if I'm going to actually walk somebody through the back of Parliament and take them up and march them on the steps, I would want to know exactly who I'm dealing with. I would never, ever, as a member of Parliament, take somebody through the back of Parliament and stand side by side with them and advocate for a cause or their cause and support that without knowing who they associate with. And that's the issue. You know, it's one thing in terms of being an advocate or champion for causes. We all champion causes. We all do that every day. That's what we do. It's very, very different as a member of Parliament to be effectively associating herself with individuals and attending rallies because there are implications with that. You know, we know how many times there's been things on the steps of Parliament where I'd love to go out there and, you know, have my say. But I know as a Member of Parliament that it can very, very quickly turn in such a way where it reflects badly. And you knew very clearly we had three Members of Parliament during the lockdown protests where the three of them actually just walked through the crowd and had a conversation with them on their way through. And however many months, not only Andrews condemned them, The Age condemned them, everyone condemned them, because some of the protesters, not all of them, but the protesters that were just there on the steps, they were associated with others that had gallows and whatever. So everyone, as far as The Age, as far as all the... Sorry?
I didn't know. Someone made a tweet about something to do with gallows, and I was like, I have no idea what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what happened. So the sheer fact that you had Ryan Smith, Nick Wakeling, and I can't remember the third...
On Darcy.
Three of them, they didn't attend. They just walked through the crowd on the way into Parliament, had a chat with a few of them on the way through, and Andrews framed them for the rest of the year about we associate with Nazis, and you've got three of them in your group that associate with them. That's a fair way.
I would find that extraordinarily offensive.
I'm just telling you in terms of the way this game works.
That's fine. I'm just saying they've all condemned Nazism and everything.
I don't think they have. Angie Jones hasn't.
No, she's supported it.
I don't think she's supported Nazism.
Well, they also on the couch, she was saying about, and she was using this inverted comma, so-called Nazis, and then this whole conspiracy theory that they were part of the trans group that were dressed up. I mean, that's way out kind of stuff.
And you were on the couch when that happened. I calmed that down. I said, no, I think all the police were, you know, most of them were very good. I think they made a mistake in letting, you know, I don't know why they let them through the middle.
But that's the conversation that you're having on the YouTube, but on Twitter, that's the vision of what Parker had to say and Jones had to say. That's the commentary that you're sitting alongside. So it's not like you're invited into Channel 7 and they're putting people up against you. These are people that you've associated with, that you've walked through the back of Parliament, you're now having a champagne with. And they're suggesting big conspiracy theories of, oh, they're not so-called Nazis. They're trans people that are dressed up. I mean, seriously? That is completely... They're the people you're associating with. Let's be... Yeah. And I'll call it straight
we're
out.
We're associating.
And they're, by implication, we're all associating with those people. You either stand with them or you don't. You're either with that, you're part of that group, or you're not. You know, are you with that kind of behaviour? Or are you part of a party that says, hey, you know, everyone respects their views, but... That's not where we're going to be. And you're a Member of Parliament and you're part of a team and you represent all of us. We all do. And I step out of line, I expect you to tell me.
So, Maura, I think there's a threshold question about whether you feel you can be part of the team and whether we're convinced you can be part of the team. I have no doubt you feel so strongly about these issues that you would want to continue to do what you've been doing. And that's my concern. I'm very concerned that I think the damage that has already been sustained publicly for us is not the end of the matter. It's the start of the matter. And I'm very concerned about where Andrews is going to take it this week. They have been itching for something to clobber me with, and this is it. It's coming. And I know you're annoyed sitting here. I can feel it. But I can tell you how much I was looking forward to meeting with the leadership. Hang on, let me finish. How much I was waiting and looking forward to planning what we've got planned this week on Red Lake. We got some big stuff planned, but I have to tell you, I'm looking at it now and thinking, can we even make that happen now? Government's now got the wind in its sails. You see, Andrews came out strong today on that tweet, right? Which was signaling what's to come. They're off the ropes again. We've got them on the ropes, they're off the ropes again. And so that protest yesterday, whatever you might say about it, has given them the out. And we might, if we're lucky, be able to eke out a strategy for this week, but it's not going to be what we had planned. It's really bad. And again, putting aside whatever issues we all might have on things, Nazism is like the most toxic acid that can run through any political party, and it's running through us. Whether we like it or not, people think we turn the other cheek to Nazis. That's what they think, Maura. It's bad. So I think the threat
needs to be fixed.
Well, the question is, I suppose,
how do you propose to fix it?
You said that I was annoyed sitting here.
Oh, I felt like that because
No. That's true. But you have, you know, convinced me that that does look way worse than I thought. To be fair, I genuinely don't think that you've made me worry about Kelly J. Keene, but I do not think Catherine Deves, and I do not think that Ange Jones is actually... I don't really think any
the one who used Nazis in their quotes?
I think that
of people who
honestly,
confessed
so the
to being Nazis.
Yeah, but the timeline... I know, I don't know what she was doing.
Well, the video...
I'm trying to think about when I saw the article, right, that identified them. I'm trying to think about that, but I just... Ange wasn't with me the whole time after that, so I don't know, maybe she...
But that was on that's the champagne chat.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
I'm helping you in terms of the... Yeah.
So I'm like, I found out after that, and I was going to say, we hadn't found out, but she wasn't with me, so... I don't know what to say about that. I don't sort of remember that she did that in air quotes. I haven't watched it again. I was thinking of that, what I said, which was distancing us all from them. Anyway, like I said, I'm not trying to argue with you.
I'm not trying
to defend it. I'm not trying to argue with you. I was all offended that you could think that I was a Nazi until you made that case.
No, we're not.
It's never been about accusing you of being a Nazi.
No, but like even that I could be, you know, because I was saying adjacent. I was like, what are you talking about? It's ridiculous. Right? So that's fine. If you want to fix it, I'm open to suggestions. If you want, like, you know, whatever you want to do, that's fine. I don't want to argue as though I'm defending, like, Nazism. I don't know what to do now.